the Irish water workers are putting us down to intimidation, but in my eyes, it is the Irish water workers that are intimidating the residents, and the group that I am involved with are only out supporting residents that do not want a meter installed, did not sign up to Irish Water to be an Irish Water customer, and did not give them permission to interfere with their water valve. So we are only out supporting these people, these residents, do not want a water meter installed.
The group you're a member of are the so-called Donegal Water Warriors. They follow Irish water workers from estate to estate around the county. Surely that equals intimidation?
No, they don't follow these contractors around estate to estate. They will get a phone call, they will get a message requesting support that Irish Water are in the area, and most often Irish Water are in the area unannounced, turn up at 7:30 in the morning, set up their barrier, start digging with no notification to the residents. The group that I'm involved with only out of courtesy go out and support these people, stand with them and continue the anti-water meter campaign. They are not intimidating anybody.
But the water warriors have turned up in places like Manor, Mayville, Lifford, areas in Letterkenny.
In Mayville, they turned up following a 77-year-old lady that got intimidated on a Tuesday. An event was organised on the Thursday in support of this 77-year-old lady that was verbally abused at 6:45 a.m. in the morning by two unidentified Irish water workers in an unidentified van who should not have been there, who did give the lady no notice, should not have been working at that hour of the morning. And this brave lady went out as a sole occupant of a dwelling and challenged the two people that she did not want a water meter. She had her sign up to say she didn't want a water meter, and the two lads gave her loads of abuse that since this lady was not even able to attend the event on Thursday. We are just wondering, where is the investigation of this intimidation of this lonely lady that was brave enough to challenge these unidentified workers to date?
And as a result of this suspension of the installation of water meters, it's being claimed that dozens of jobs, up to 50 jobs, are being lost. What do you make of that?
Barry, no jobs are being lost. These guys are out that are adding no value to the residents of Ireland, to the water network. All they are doing is installing plastic boxes in the ground at a cost of over $500 million. No improvement to the water quality.
Now, you mentioned there that no jobs are being lost, but there's a few people have texted in to Highland Radio today. They've said their son has had to now go back to England or Scotland because they've lost their job. This is local people losing jobs.
Yeah, what job was it they were doing? This is the question. What job are they doing? What value are they adding to our network or our water? They are digging up and destroying the network, adding up to 8 joints at every new water meter casing. Now, and new pipes as well, which are only maybe 8 inches instead of 24 inches deep below the surface level to protect from frost. So these guys are actually destroying the network. That's the job they're doing. It's of no value to anybody. And, I mean, to say they're losing their jobs, who is paying these guys to go out there and do this job? It's money to come out of our pockets to pay these people to do this destruction to our system that adds no value for anybody. So there is still work to be done, work that will be of value to us, like fixing the pipes, improving the water, improving the sewage network. So if the government wants to have money to spare, spend it wisely. Stop the destruction and stop the waste.
So in conclusion, what do you make of this statement from Irish Water, the claims, intimidation and targeted aggression?
Well, I would say intimidation and targeted aggression from Irish Water employees to old and vulnerable residents is the reason for their stand down, not for the reason that they are being intimidated by people campaigning anti-water charges. It's intimidation by Irish Water workers that creates the situation. Why would I be out there assisting a resident that was abusing an Irish Water employee? They're not doing it for no reason. They're just protecting their own private property. And so what else would you expect from any decent Irish person to protect their own property and look out for their neighbour?